Welcome to the Sack Dog on Youth Express. Recorded live from Clareton High School, this is Lawrence Robinson, and I am in 8th grade. Here in Clareton, joining me are...
My name is Kira Paredes. I'm in 8th grade.
My name is Aubreyon Sanders. I'm in 8th grade.
My name is Jeffrey Newkirk, and I'm in 8th grade.
My name is Ayana Williams, and I am in 8th grade.
Today we'll be discussing transitioning into high school from middle school. What are some worries that you have?
That I'm going to fail at life. I'm worried that I'm going to start out horrible, and I'm not going to pass my keystones, and I'm just going to get into a bad grade, and I'm worried that I'm going to prepare too much or not prepare enough, and I don't know if I'm going to like my teachers or if they're not going to like me. I'm not prepared for this. I'm not.
I'm worried that I'm going to fail because probably not being prepared.
One of the reasons we are scared to go to high school is, I guess, we're used to really nice teachers. And we're not used to these type of teachers. So we just met Mr. X and we were like, wow, don't know what to do. And he said to us, he's not here to be our friend. He's here to be our teacher. So we're not used to that type of treatment. We're used to teachers. There's not a lot of guy teachers in our school. So usually girls teachers, they're nicer. So they usually say when we do something wrong, you'll do better next time. You can try this again. You did a really great job, but I would like a little bit more. Mr. X, he will tell you what you did wrong and why you did it. And you need to make this up and pay attention more. That is one of my fears of having teachers who are my teacher and not my friend.
I got the same teacher, So it's with him, it's you do your work, right? You get it done. You get some answers wrong, right? You're fine with that. And then he's but I ain't giving you any bonus points. What I'm worried about high school is, since I am a strange person, that means that they're probably going to look at me oh, I don't like him. I don't like this man. I haven't ever seen him before. He is a short dude in this jungle of a high school. These people are going to hit me. I'm okay. They probably know about me just by talking about my characteristics. I break picks with my hair. I've broken picks at the barbershop. They have clowned me, man. I need to have a gallon of water on my hair just to pick it out. Oh, all you got to do is be funny. And that's how I got through grade school, elementary school. But it's kind of be hard because I got to find new jokes. Got to find a new character, man. Got to get in and out of character a couple of days. You got to be still be good in academics, but can't be the class clown because then you get ISS, which is not good for your life. And I can't be stressed out or I'm going to have a heart attack at 40. So, what am I going to do, man? I know I can pass the keystones. I know I can pass all these tests, but I don't like what the state is doing with all of the tests. I'm going into a completely different topic, but we can discuss this now. First of all, what they do is you get the test, they tell you when it's coming up. It's not like you can study for it because it's one of those tests that has everything on it. So if you messed up on a thing, you're going to mess up for the rest of the year, even if you practiced it. So with that, it's these standardized tests, the stress, the anxiety of the tests. Most people don't even want to go to sleep. Sometimes the teachers are disrespectful. Back in the day, they were expect respect or something. You give respect, you get respect. But I don't think that actually is true anymore. Because, you can respect a teacher with all your heart, man. And they won't respect you back because you are the student. So, since they're the adult, they're better than us. And if we correct them in anything, they'll just be mad at us anyway. But for all of our years of being here, it's going to be a little bit different. With all the classes, the new schedules, we get to choose our stuff to do. But with the choice comes the responsibility of what you actually do. So if you do what you want to do, that won't particularly make you better as a person. They kept us in these standardized, here, you do this, you do this, you do this. And I don't know, they need to change the educational system a little bit. Just tweak it a little bit. Get some actual teachers on the state board instead of these people who I haven't been in school in 30 years. I can tell what these kids want these days with their Game Boys and their freaking yo-yos and soda fountains. With adults, they're stuck in their own world. They have to deal with all this other stuff. So with us, it's We gotta deal with all this new stuff. The school system is kind of really messed up in the American standard because we only want numbers instead of what we actually need, which is education, which they actually say is what you get, but you really don't. I've only learned a couple of things ever.
I've learned
in these schools that high school is going to suck because you have kids that are older than you that would like to pick on you if you're, like, smaller than them, taller than them. And I've also learned that life is life. Just live it and have fun.
That concludes this episode of the Sect Up Podcast on Youth Express, recorded live from Claritin Education Center. We welcome your feedback and input. Please address comments to info@youthexpress.org.